Good morning, this past week's daf is daf Chof Dalid in the second parak Maseches Ksubis. Let's start with Mishnah on Chof Gimel Amud Beis. Talk to Mishnah. V'chein Shnei Anoshim. The previous Mishnah spoke about the Din of Shavuya, which we assume in Astam, that if an Isha was Nishbis, she was Nivala, La'akom, she's Nishlakoyin. And Mishnah talked about over there, about what kind of Eidus be made Zalzeh. Zokt Mishnah Nab, Chen Shnei Anoshim, Zemer Koinani, Zemer Koinani, Einon Ne'monim. In the ratio of the Mishnah over here, each person is talking about himself. He's made on himself that he's a Kohen. Einon Nemonu. What's the Nemonus relevant for? Zok Rashi. Ein Nemonim Liten Lahem Truma. Right, that's the need, and that's the issue over here. What we need the Nemonus that he's a Kohen to give him Truma. Is of the Mishnah that a person is not Neman to say on himself that he's a Kohen. It was Man Shemidin Zealzeh, Haveri Elu Nemonim. Zok the Tanakama, if they're made on each other, they're Nemonim. So the Mishnah over here, the Iker Halach over this, that in Eid Echad is Neman concerning this. And there's a chiddush in the Mishnah, which is the point of Mugta. We'll see about this, the fact that they're mi'idin zel zeh. And as in this case of the Mishnah, what you have over the previous cases is that we're not relying on a person to talking about himself. Someone else is talking about him. Right? So that's the gain over the previous Mishnah. However, in this case over here, since they're being made zel zeh, that this is a situation of goimlin, which the Gemara talks about. Goimlin is a chashash mishaker, that since there's a room to believe that one is being made on his friend because his friend is being made on him, so that's a shailum, that maybe that's a reason for us to suspect that they're being mishaker. However, the Tanakhama holds he is not chayish legoim. Right, that's what's mivu in the Mishnah. Harel nemonit. Zok the Mishnah, Rabbi Huda Aimer. Oh, what you said, Rashi. It was man shem eden zel zeh. Shkol echad ema ani v'chaveri koyim. Shkol echad ema ani v'chaveri koyim. Right. So how important it is that he's talking about himself, right? Is that an important piece? I mean obviously he's not contesting that. Obviously, he's not saying that he's not. But do we need that? Shkol echad omer ani v'chaveri koyim, he's being made on himself. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a ha'orah in the Rashi. I have to know what Rashi is being madgish dani. Zok the Mishnah Rabbi Huda Oimer. Ein ma'al nekuna api erechot. Rabbi Huda says, Ein ma'al nekuna api erechot. An erechot is not sufficient. Now, we'll see. Shittas Rabbi Huda in the Gemara is, there's a questioning more is what the shittas of Yehuda is. Let's see the Rashi over here, and then we'll have to remember this Rashi when we go through the Gemara. Beis Hashem, we should get there. Yehuda Omer Ein Ma'al Nekuna Pi Erechad V'Afilu Ha'Echad Leka Goyim Lin. So Rashi says that Rav Shittas of Yehuda is that Me'ikra D'Dinus, we need two Eidim. That's all we need. Now the Tanna Kama, right, says one Eid is enough, and then we spoke about an issue of goimlin, right, which might be chashash mishak, therefore you wouldn't even have the one that you need. And Rabbi Yehuda says, the Rashi over here, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need two edim. The requirement, one aid is not enough, even if there is no an issue of goyimun. Now Rashi continues, the Rashi says, kol shekein hocha de'ikal mecher shel goyimun. And for sure over here, de'ikal mecher shel goyimun, which means, ha'ed at olai v'ani olecha. Two people have been made on each other, so this is a goyimun situation. This is a mokum to be choshish that maybe they're lying and they just made up, that each one should be made on the other person, you know.
I mean, it's mashmah. Does Rabbi Yehuda have a problem with gomlim also?
So that's the mashmois. That is definitely the mashmois of Rashi. Rashi seems to be saying, right, that first of all, there's a requirement of beis edim, and for sure over here, there's a problem of gomlim. That's what it would sound like from Rashi. And that, when one will see the Gemara, that's a little ha'or l'chor, because in the Gemara's mashmah, it's either or, right? Right, the time of Rabbi Yehuda. Right? You wouldn't. Would you know that Rabbi Yehuda holds of both if he needs to aid him? So that's the reason, you know, as far as the goyman situation, you know, that lachari you wouldn't see from over here. And if the time is because of goyman, then you know it's not because he needs to aid him, right? So we'll see that. We have to see in the Gemara, in the Tzadim of the Gemara, whether there's room to say both. Rashi sounds like he's saying that he holds of both. Okay, we'll see. Maybe there's another way to attach the ration. Let's see. Zok the Mishnah Vayitim. Omar Rabbi Elazar. Emosa bizman shiyesh oirin. When do you need to weigh them? Bizman shiyesh oirin. Rashi says, his man sheyesh oirin shekoyin olav shame psul. Now, in the Mishnah over here, it would seem the muskurishin that the issue is whether this person is a kohen or he's not a kohen. Right? So we're being made that he's a kohen as opposed to a not a kohen. Right? So right? That's what it would seem to be. And Eber Zoi, so then when the Mishnah told him Oirin over here, so you would expect him that the Oirin to their question whether he's a Kohen. Right? That's what L'char one would have expected. Rashi says, Oirin Shekoyin Lav Shem Psul. Right? You see the Rashi? Mm-hmm. So that Mashmois sounds like he's saying that they're not arguing whether, you know, maybe his father was a Kohen, but the kernel of Shem Psul, that he has a paslus, and because of that paslus, so he's not roi for truma, right? That he doesn't have the benefits of a kohen. Right? That's what this Rashi would be mashma. And that's also a point that we have to see. Why is Rashi explaining it like this? Right? And once Rashi is bringing up this point, you know, one could take a wonder b'chlau that is this something that we, that in the ratio of the Mishnah, is this something that we need to clarify? Because once I know that he's a kohen, do I also have to clarify and need an edus that he's a kohen kosher, or you know, until I know otherwise, then we don't we wouldn't suspect it, right? In other words, even this eid echon. Right, even the basic edus that we have over here, I just need to know that he's a kohen.
What could possibly him from being a kohen?
He could be a cholo, right? So even though his father is a kohen, but he doesn't have klishus kohuna if he's a cholo.
Didn't we have a previous mishnah where kohen meant you know, just a stam kasher yid, not specifically a kohen? Didn't we have that earlier?
Okay, so what do you want to?
So at least, you know, Rashi could be hinting at that it's nothing to do with kahuna.
But what is the how do you learn the Mishnah over here? What's the issue in the Mishnah?
if he's you know, a mamzer or not. And then not specifically a pasul kohen, but
But I mean, isn't it mevuyim in the sugya that we're talking about truma, you know, yuchsin, right?
Yeah.
Right. it's definitely from the sugya. Sounds like the kahuna over here is real kahuna,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
So yichus, what does yichus mean?
Yichus.
You're trying to prove that he has the yichus.
We're trying to prove that he has the yichus. Just tell me where you are. Where you're coming in.
You mentioned the sugya throughout the sugya. Truma to yichsin.
Right.
This is kapayim to yichsin. Whatever it is, trying to. What does yichus mean?
Okay, so we'll see about that, but it definitely sounds like it's the, whatever yichas we're talking about over here is real kohen oriented, right? The that might be a reason to give him a general yichas, right? To marry someone that's meyuchas, right? Maybe, right? And you know, there are other maybe ways to be meyuchas, even by not being a kohen, but that's what the sugi is talking about. We're talking about the Milas HaKahuna. So definitely the most important is that coin over here is a real coin, and what we were stelling on was the Rashi. Rashi says that Mishlav Oyrivin. Rashi says Shekoyin Olav Shem Psul. So what we being Oyrivin was that Luchar in the context of the sugi, the issue is whether he's a coin or he's not a coin. That's what it is, right? Coin, right? So it's not a question of apostles. So why is Rashi explaining the Oirin over here that it would sound like he's a Kohen apostle rather than explaining that the Oirin said that he's not a Kohen? That's what the issue is, right? So let's talk to the issue. Alright, okay, so that was that point, right? Maybe we'll see in the Hamshach HaGemara concerning this. So Reb Lezer says that there might be a requirement for two Edim is only if there's an error. The Mokan says, Ein Eirin Malin the Kuhuna Al Pierecha. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi says, Malin Heicha Deleka Goimlin. Rashi explains that Reb Lezer Shita is that an Eirecha is sufficient only in a situation where there's no concern of Goimlin. Now, how does Rashi know that? So, Rashi, behind the Dika Ben Reb Lezer, Latana Kam, Reb Yehuda. Rashi is saying this to answer a question that what is Reb Lezer Shita? How is it different than the Tana Kama? Right, that's the question that's on hand. So, let's just speak this through. That even though Reb Lezer mentioned something new that the Tana Kama didn't mention, and he says that Oirin is the reason why Beis Edim don't work, it would seem from Rashi that is not a point of a machlekes, whether Oirin is a reason to require two Edim. Right, that's what would seem from Rashi, and that's why Rashi is bothered that what's the difference between Reb Lezer and Tana Kama, right? He doesn't see that the Oirin, right, is a reason to be machalek. Definitely the Tana Kama also agrees that if there's a chash error, so then we'll need Beis Edim. Therefore Rashi says that the nafkamin will be concerning goyimlin, right? The Tana Kama talks about uzman shehen meiden zelze. Zelze is a goyimlin situation. So Tana Kama is saying that he's not chayish for goyimlin. Rebbe Lezer, he holds that he's chayish for goyimlin. That's Rashi says heichad leka goyimlin.
What does Rebbe Lezer mean when he says emasai? Emasai what?
When is the Enedecha sufficient?
Is that what is going on, or is going on Rabbi Huda's words? When Rabbi Huda says, Emal Kuna Pierechod, he's saying, Emasai Emal Kuna Pierechod.
Okay, you know, you're right. That's This Enedecha doesn't work. You're right. This Enedecha doesn't work is only when you have Oirin. Otherwise, Enedecha helps. You're right. Now, he would seem to be that he's arguing, right? You have to check your bikiyas on the emosai, you know, how that works in Shas, whether that's explaining, right? Certain, many times we find emosai is an explanation, right? Right? But over here, definitely according to where Rashi is learning, Rabbi Hulashit is you need two, right? And on that he's coming to say that the only time you need two is if there's a chashir, then one is not sufficient. I need base edim. I need a real edus. Yeah. Okay. So that's what Rashi explains. The difference between Tanakama and Reb Lezer is concerning goyimlin. I'll be chayish for goyimlin. This is not chayish for goyimlin. There's not enough basis for us to question the validity of the Avreid Echad. That maybe, you know, maybe they're lying because they're mean on each other.
Yeah. It just seems like, I mean, the way Rashi's reading it, meaning that Rabbi Yehuda has one difference with Rabbi Eliezer, or Rabbi Elazar, and two differences with the Tanakhama.
Right.
And maybe
that's
right.
Rashi with Mash. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What are the two differences with the Tanakhama?
So that first Rashi, when Rashi explains Rabbi Yehuda, it would sound like that he says that he needs two edim even hecha de leka lechayish legaimlin, and Rashi says kol shekein hocha, right? The mashmois of that kol shekein.
When you say two, you mean Rabbi Huda's two did the Tanakhama?
Yeah, Rabbi Huda's on the Tanakhama on two accounts.
I thought he was saying Rabbi Huda's arguing on Tanakhama.
It doesn't. We'll have to, you know, the goyimlin might present itself in another situation. Mm-hmm. But the Rashi would be mashma.
So what are the two things that Rabbi Yehuda is arguing with Tanakhama?
Because the Tanakhama says one's good even when you have a goyimlin situation, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need two even when you don't have a goyimlin situation. In other words, let me boy goyimlin ba is a problem. But even if you don't have goyimlin, you still need. So that will be the mashmos of the Rashi. Right? Well, when we see the sugya, we will see if we could maintain that pshat in the Rashi. Zok the Mishnah, Rishim Gamli Eloyimim, Mishum Reb Shim Ben Haskan, Malin Lekuhuna Al Pi Eidecha. Okay, so definitely this seems to be similar to the sheet that we had before. What does he hold? What's this new sheet to hear? Right? You know, whatever he, as far as government is concerned, that was already previously mentioned. Fine. Now let's see the Gemara. The Gemara right now discusses something which is really accumulation of the entire perek over here. Let's see the Gemara. Alright, Zotmar, Kohani Lomali. Fretting Gemara, what do I need all these Mishnayis, which all seem to be discussing the same point? What's that point? Zokrashi, Kohani, the Tana Masnisen, La'ashmi'in, and all these that the Tana taught us, Chiddush of Hapesh, also Hapesh Pesha Hitter, Lomali. Why do I need all of these? So the question that comes to mind right away when you learn this Gemara is just the placement over here, that being that this Mishnah is not a Pesha Asar Mishnah, so shouldn't this question have been asked in the previous Mishnah? Right, let's hear what you say.
In the end, we give a reason why it says Shtei Nashim or it says Shtei Anashim, and since it's part of the explanation, and we bring this down after we bring this mission also.
Okay, that's a possible explanation. Okay, back upon him, the question should be brought up, and maybe if someone has another answer to that, you know, we'd like to hear it. But let's see. So let's just review over here. Which are the Mishnahs that discuss Pesha Asa. Like I said, so we know that we have the first Mishnah in the Perek, right? That Rabbi Shua and the Mishnah over here talks about. Right, a person is moide at that the field that he's on right now really didn't originally belong to him. It belongs to someone else. He doesn't really have proper raya that he bought it. Right? But from the fact that we don't know if it belonged to this person's father beforehand, he's saying, so that's the Mishnah says that since we have no aid and we have no knowledge other than what he's telling us that it belongs to the father, that's the basis of the Pesha. Also, therefore, that's why he's meant to say, L'kachti ha-mimenu, even though he tells
Didn't
us that.
Did the Gemara discuss that he might have had 3 years chazaka on the field?
Oh, for the Pesha also?
We discussed he had 3 years, but he was barach, this, that, different things, you know. So therefore the question is, but it says did he have 3 years? He didn't have 3 years, because if he doesn't have 3 years, then it's not a right. No.
Well, if he has 3 years, then what's the question?
If he has 3 years, then it's his.
Right.
But so, if he doesn't have 3 years chazaka, then.
Without the Pesha, that's what he needs the Pesha also for.
The Pesha also works even though he has no chazak of 3 years?
That's the Nemonis, yeah.
Okay. When did it say Barak, the whole thing?
Okay, so we'll have to review that sugya. Alright? But let's just see, but what's Negeh to us over here is that definitely the Mishnah says that's based on a Pesha Asa. That's the first place the Mishnah tells us of the Nemanis of the Pesha Asa, right? Now, the second Mishnah we have is the Mishnah on Daf Yud Ches, on the Beis.
But the Gemara says it's talking about a Katan and it's different Hekatim says. It's not Pashit that the Pesha Asa works.
Oh.
We're talking about Katan and then Higdil and then it's all different kind of cases. No, it's not Pasha that the if the Pasha also works, it will be a regular case. You don't have to come onto these Hechatim. Mm-hmm.
The Gemara was. That sugi wanted to know why the Tana had to learn this specific case over here, right? There are different cases that we could have said. That's the handler in the sugi, right? Mm-hmm.
What the hell is that, man?
He's on base.
It's in the end.
The Gemara, see, you have to see the Gemara. The Gemara is what you're talking about. The Gemara is saying, talking about the safe when there's Edom, he doesn't have the Pesha also. See that in the Gemara? Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll have to review over that sugya, and just remind ourselves clearly whether that's relevant to the Pesha Asa. Okay?
That's only talking about where there was Eden that belonged to the other guy's father?
Man, that's, let me see that. That's the Hemshech in the sugya.
I'm sorry. Okay. I brought it up wrong. I apologize. It was stuck in my head, but I'm sorry.
Let's see. Case, so Nachamol, the first case. The first mission which talks about Pesha Asa is the shmuz of a field, that someone is sitting on a field and he really doesn't have any the proper raya that he needs that he bought it from the other person's father, but no one knows that it belonged to the other person. And he sells. He's moida and bets, and then you know that's hadas balden. That's really an edus if he says that it belonged to someone else. So that has the koyach of edus. So without a pesha, he wouldn't be nema just to say that I bought it. Once it's established that it belonged to that person, so now he has to prove that there was a transaction that he got it. But being that this that we know that it belonged to the other person is only because of him, so that's the basis of the Pesha Asa, right? Since he's one who introduced to us the Isser, right? In this case, I was using that Nusson, right? And the fact that it belongs to someone else, so he's Naman to say that that something caused it, and that now it should belong to him. That's the first case. Then the second case in is the Mishnah Daf Yud Ches. By Edom Shom Ksav Yodeinu. Right, remember those eidim that there be mekayim shtar. Aval anus mayinu ktan mahiinu. Right, that's the mission there. Right, that there be mekayim shtar, and what they are saying was that even though we're being mekayim shtar, truth is it's not mezuyif. It is our signatures, but nevertheless the shtar is not valid. Right, for one of the reasons that they're saying, right, either because anus mayinu ktan mahiinu, like we saw in that sugya, and the Mishnah is dependent on when they're Edom or not, and it's bevuyir that the basis of this is because of the Pesha also. Okay, then we have the Mishnah Ovi Yonchov Beis. This Mishnah talks about when an Isha says that Eishes Isha Yisi Ugrusha Ani. She tells us that she was an Eishes Ish, and again that Kimivu in Hemshcha Mishnah, that for her to say that she's a Grusha or not, Kipshuto, she's not now, right? If she's not named to say that she's a Grusha, if we know that she's an Eishes Ish. However, if she's the one who introduces to us this that she was an Eishes Ish, so with the Koyach HaPesha Osar, she could now classify that Eishes Ish, that it was a thing of the past, and now she's a Grusha, she's not in the status of Eishes Ish anymore. The Mishnah has a second case concerning a Shvuya, that the Ikadin of Shvuya is that if we were to know from Eden that she was Nishbis, so we assume that she was Nivlakim, she's Nisla Kahuna. However, if she's the one who's introducing to us the fact that she was Nishbis, and now she's saying that she's Tahira, she was not Nivala, she's Nemenis. Otherwise, if we knew that she was Nishbis and she's saying that she was not Nivala, she'd not be Nemenis. Okay, so this is the third case where we have the Pesha also. And that's the basis of the Gemara's question, that why do we need all these Mishnayis which tell me the halacha of Pesha also? L'chare, it will be sufficient just to tell me one, and I'll know that it works all over. So let's see the Gemara. Gemara, Klahani Lomali. Gemara answers as follows, Shrichi. It's necessary. The Itana Moed Rabbi Yeshua, that's the first Mishnah, by the Sodem, Mishum Di'ika Drora Dimimoyinu. That the reason why Pesha also works over there is because there's a drora dimimoina. Right? We'll see what this word means. Drora dimimoina. Right? Rashi translates it, you'll see teich dvorov as hefsid moment. Let's see the Rashi. Right? So Rashi is telling us that if we just had that first Mishnah, right, of the field that Pesha also works, I would think that over there you have the conditions of Pesha also. Masha Inkin in the next Mishnah, which talks about the din of Edom who signed, right? Ksav Yodinu Aval Nusim, over there, being that there is no Drar Dimimoina, so we're missing in the conditions of Pesha Asa, and they wouldn't have the Nemonis of Pesha Asa. Now, what is Drar Dimimoina, and how does it work? So Rashi says as follows. Let's see the Rashi. So Rashi, Mishum Dika Drar Dimimoina, Hilkach. Right, so Rashi over here doesn't, in the answer, doesn't really explain to us, right, what draw the minor is. He just continues on and he says that because of the draw the minor Hilkach, he loved the pshita milsa shelokcha me'aviv. Had it not been from the fact that this person, right, who's sitting on the field, if it was had it not been that it was postured to him, and we'll see what that means. What that means is that this is what his claim is in the first place. He would never have said and cause himself hefsin moment. Right? See, this is where you see Teichvor Rashi translating the drawer de Mamayna, right, is the hefsin moment. And the point of the Gemara is that in that very first case, that there is a hefsin moment to the person over here, right, who is making the Pasha awesome. Being that soul is a clash, and this is the point that Rashi says, Ukishaimer Tchilas Dvorov. And therefore, over there, definitely when he started, when he originally said that first amira means shelavicha al shem seifei omroi, he definitely said it with the intention of continuing what was said at the end. Ligmor bohen lukachtiha mimehemeno. Now you see from this Rashi over here that this is the issue. The issue over here in the Pesha Osam is that we need, in order for the Pesha Osam to work, we need to be able to say that initially when he said whatever he said, it was said with the intention of limiting and classifying what he said, as opposed to a possible aftermath, a possible chazor.
Was the second part of the statement talking to Dibor?
Was it so? This might be a shailen shailen whether you need the Teich de Dibur or not, right? Tosfos maybe, right? Maybe Rashi doesn't hold like that, but what this Rashi is saying is as follows, and this is according to the way Rashi learns what Pesha Asar is, right? We know that there's Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos what. How Pesha Asar works. Right? Rashi talks in the Perek that Pesha Asar is that we can't divide the two things because we understand that what he said, the Isser that he said in the first place was with a limitation. Right? That's what it means. Pesha Osa, a Pesha Hitter, that for us to just take the Isser that he said would not be taking what he's saying. Because in the first place, when he said the Isser with a limitation. Let's say, for example, in this case over here by the Lekuchen, when he said that the Tzelzu Shalavicha, what Shalavicha Hoiso, that he was, his original intention was with a limitation. That field belonged to him, and it doesn't belong to him. It has no relevance on now. Right? That's what
a package deal? You have to believe both halves of the statement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we're explaining the reason why that's so is because one is a limitation to the next, and in this Rashi tells us that because that's what originally was said. Right, the whole Isser, right, called Isser, right, was really something which is relevant yesterday, not today. Right, mm-hmm. So for us to say, well, listen, he said it's his field, and now if it's the father's field, you need sufficient raya that you bought it. So that's what the Pesha Osar says, is that he didn't ask for himself. He wasn't moy that it belongs to the father, right? All he said was that originally he bought to the father, and today it's his. So there was no haidah concerning today.
He never said the Isser in the first place.
It's like a
concerning tanai. Today.
Would you say it's like a tanai almost?
Well, I wouldn't call it that. What I would understand is is that it's a limitation. Meaning to say that yesterday's, the fact that his father owned it yesterday, right, without anything subsequently happening, that means that he owns it today, right? Or that would have the power to say that he owns it today. But if he continues on and gives us the rest of the story, so what he's saying is that his father owned it yesterday has no relevance concerning today. So therefore, were we to use that against him today, we'd be using what he's saying, not in consistency with what he said.
Can you be, if you would have a way to be palig between the two diburim, would you be able to do it? You had witnesses that came and said the second thing wasn't true. Would you still be able to accept the first thing?
Possibly. Mm-hmm. 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 That could be. So now what the Gemara is telling us is as follows, that being that the Pesha Asar is based on the fact that initially when he said what he said, it was with limitation, it was Aldas Ligmar, that's how we view it, that's how we see it. So the Gemara says that, well, maybe that's only when we have something which is forcing us to say, or something, you know, there's a positive mechayev over here, a positive reason for us to believe that when he said it originally, definitely he was planning on limiting it, as opposed to an aftermath changing his mind. What Gemara says is that in that original case, it's a hefsid moment for himself, right? By saying the field belongs to his father, right? Were he to be saying that as a maimer b'fnei atzma, so then he's being mafsid himself with that.
Maybe he wanted to be honest originally, and he was going to say the full maimer that it's avicha, and then he changed his mind, and now he says, you know what? I don't want to lose this field. Let me change my mind. You know what? I bought it.
Okay. But that's the question over here. How do we view this, right? So that's what Gemara is saying is that it's mistaver to us that he wouldn't have done that. He wouldn't have done that in the first place. I mean, he didn't do it till now, right? So he wouldn't have done that, and therefore the way we see this over here, so as the point of the moral is that it's a positive reason for us to look at what he's saying is that his followed up was something that originally he was planning on saying, that was all part of what he was saying, because otherwise it's a hefsid moment. Masha Enkein, in the case of Beis Eden, that there's no hefsid moment. We'll see. Rashi, there's no hefsid moment to the Eden themselves. Right? Granted, that there might be a hefsid moment to the one who's in the star, but there's no hefsid moment to the Eden themselves. So we don't have that mechayev, which is forcing us to say that originally what was said was aldas tefirois, and therefore over there we don't have the Rashi say pesha also because. That maybe that nusamayino was a change of mind, a change of thought, right? That's what the Gemara is saying.
So if I understand this correctly, and this is how I was thinking when doing this sugya, is we're not arguing on the second fact if it's true or not. We're more concerned on what he was planning to initially say. In other words, if let's say someone asked this aide, you know, is this your signature? You know, he says yes, and that was his whole intention to say yes, right? And stop there. And had you asked him, but were you forced into it? He would have said, "Oh yes, I was," right? You know, so from the very beginning, he knew he was forced into it. But since his whole intent was to say yes, and then as an afterthought, he said, "Oh, but you know, you should be aware that I was forced into it," so we don't say a pesha asar in that case.
Right.
Right? That's how the Rebbe's understanding.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, I guess Rashi, who understands the case of Sadeh as being outside of Beis Din, so that this was a voluntary admission, which is kind of part and parcel of what he's saying, he didn't have to say anything.
Right. When you say outside of Beis Din, what does that have a bearing of a voluntary admission?
Well, that was one of the big machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos back in that sugya of Sadeh. Tosfos says that he was a nitva, and then he had to come into Beis Din and say something. And Rashi says that he voluntarily went up to the guy and said, "Oh, you know, this used to be your guy's, your father's field, and I bought it from him."
Okay, that's what you mean. Okay.
It was a big issue back there. So for Rashi, I think part of his implicit logic here seems to be that this was a voluntary admission. He could have said nothing at all.
Well, I mean, that is, according to Rashi, that is the basis of the Pesha also. We need that for the Pesha also, according to that Rashi.
So he understands the Edom the same way. They could have just said, you know, you're a Tovei, you're a Nitva, we have nothing to do with this. We're not going to... But now that they came and they said, you know, yes, it's our signature, which they didn't have to do, they could have stayed out completely.
They said it without anybody asking whose signature this is or if this is the correct signature?
Well, somebody's asking, but they have no stake in it. So maybe they could say, you know, we don't have to get involved at all. We didn't have to get involved. We could have just, you know, gone to work today.
They could have just walked away. There's no one being tovei them. That's what you're saying. There's no one demanding for them to answer whether it's their signature.
I guess the reason I'm saying this is because otherwise Rashi could have a big... Or there's a big problem for Rashi otherwise. Otherwise you could say, what's the difference between the two cases? One case is where he did it voluntarily, he just walked up to a guy in the street, and the other case is where they're being forced. But and Gemara doesn't say that's the difference. The Gemara says the difference is Rado Amona.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
I assume that Rashi has to understand that way.
You have a shtar, you first try to find the Edom that signed it, or find out if they'll be murdered, if their signatures or not. Isn't that the assumption?
Right.
Let's say that might be true, but is that a contradiction to what he's saying? Right?
He's saying that then there's no one demanding from them that they should answer whether it's their signature or not. There's no one asking them. Or forcing them, maybe.
That they're doing it somewhat voluntarily. That's the point that I have to make in making, and that Rashi has to understand that way. Because otherwise he has a problem.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, that's a good point. Good point that you're bringing up.
I don't know if it's relevant to our whole discussion, but it seems to me to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's something which is really maybe preliminary to that, right? Right. Maybe we could have discussed that, you know, even before, because if Rashi holds that is something which is necessary for a Pesha Osar, so then we would need that in all cases, right? So we'll really have to see all the cases that we have over here, whether we have that. That condition. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So let's just see the Rashi now. So Rashi Avol Edim. So this is the first case. Avol Edim Shom Ruksav Yedeinu Hu Zok Rashi Lekadrab In Moino. Rashi stresses Ligabayu, right, because there definitely is a loss of money over there. Whatever's happening in the shtar, that's what Rashi's saying. There's no drug or money gabayu to them, to the Edom, to the ones who need the Pesha Osar. Right? Lek a drug or money gabayu dilim tinu pseido b'hayedus. They're not going to have any loss, regardless.
What's the word dilim tinu? What does that word mean?
It means to reach them, to come to them. Motto, right? The word motto we have in Gemara many times. Emelo is a Rashi. Emelo lis hamnu. We shouldn't believe them. Lemei manus mahinu. Demei yikor. And Rashi says the point over here. Demei yikor ki omru ksav yodenu who adaita desaduso omru. That when they said ksav yodenu, that was the full edus. V'lav l'migma bo anusim hayinu. And their intention was not with an anusim. V'hoda imlichu l'migma bo hochi. And this that they said it was as an aftermath, an afterthought, right? So it didn't lie as a limitation in the original Ksav Yodeinu. And that Gemara says Kamash Mlon. Right? So let's hear again. So the Gemara is saying the reason why we need the Tana Nisa to tell us the second case of Pesha Osar. Because if had he not told me, then I would have thought that only in the first case you have a Pesha Osar, because there's a positive reason for us to believe that what he said originally, there definitely was a plan on continuing and limiting that, because otherwise there'll be a Hefsid Mammon to them, or to him. And maybe that's what you need in order to make a Pesha Osar, and that you don't have in the case of Anusim Ksav Yodeinu. So Kamash Milon, that it's not necessary, right? I don't need, that's what we're saying, right? Kamash Milon, that it's not necessary. I don't need that Mechayev of Dror Dumimoyno in order to force us or to bring in front of us the reason why definitely the end was coming initially.
This point that Rashi says that whether it was his first thought or whether it was an afterthought, this point is a question of nemanus. If it's a first thought, it's easier to believe him.
Well, no, it's really the basis of the whole Pesha Asa. I mean, that's what it is. In the Sifu Mashi over here, how Pesha Asa works. That's what we were saying. Right? The whole idea of Pesha Asa is that if originally I was saying something with a limitation, and the limitation is what the follow-up is, so then you can't take out of what I'm saying more than what I'm saying. But that's only if we have the right to view
it. You weren't saying two separate things. This was your father's field. Oh, by the way, new thing, I bought it. You were saying one thing.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Right. So if you're saying one thing, that means that's what we mean when we say limitation, right? That means that that what I said in the first place was something which is limited. I never meant it so that it should have its full meaning.
Is that working through the concept of what some people call nemanus, though?
Mm-hmm. Is what working with nemanus?
The way Rashi is understanding Pesha Asar.
Meaning, you believe me on this, you believe me on that. Or is it a different?
As opposed to what?
I don't know. Some people say this thing about a package deal. I don't know. You either take the full package, or you don't take anything. I don't know.
And what does nemanus mean?
Nemanus means because this is more of a reason to believe you. This is more.
Yeah. Well, maybe you're only answering me because you believed my first statement. So believe my second statement.
Yeah, okay, I'm not so sure what that means. I mean, we know that, let's say, Taisvis understands that Pesha Asar is like a Migu. Migu to Boy Shosik. Right? That's how Taisvis learns, and we'll have to know how to understand.
Rashi does not learn it's like a Migu.
Right.
So how does Rashi learn? What's the option if it's not a Migu?
So I mean, in general terms, the Nusach of package deal might be a way to classify what Rashi's saying. The way we understand it is that's what we're trying to give over, that the idea is that what was originally said was said with a limitation. That's what we mean to say. Right? It's when I said that the field belonged to your father, I didn't mean at all that it should have any bearing on today, because my intention was that there was a sale. So it has no bearing on the owner today. But that's only if a niche.
I wasn't saying the field is yours, and then I changed my mind saying now the field is mine.
Right.
I was saying all along the field is mine.
Right, exactly, right.
So then why does the Aedis work if they didn't have it in mind from the beginning?
Why?
Because it's Kamash, and then this is Kamash Malan. No, it does work.
Right, so what I understand like this is that of course, the Lomdus stays the same. The question in Gemara is that, do I need that reason to compel me to see it as one thing? That's the question. Avada Pesha also is like, we see it as one thing with a limitation. The question is, do I need to draw the Mamayna to force me to say that definitely he had that in mind? And therefore, if you don't have that, then I don't have the right to say that in mind, and therefore, you know, I could view that as an aftermath, and therefore I don't have the basis of the Pesha also. Kamash Malon, that even without that forcing me to say, right, nevertheless, as long as it was said together, that's enough of a reason to view that as a limitation.
But even right? After the Kamash Malon, we're still holding by this thing that it had to be his Kabbalah from the start.
Right.
It had to be his first thought.
Right. Right, that's what I would think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now let's see the Gemara, the Hamshacha Gemara. Zok the Gemara, V'itana Edim, right, so every time the Gemara makes a Tzrichas, so the Gemara just explained only why after we said the first case, by Sode, I still need to tell me the Halacha of V'edim, Aksav Yadenu, right, because of that difference of Jorah and Moina. So, what the Gemara means to ask is, okay, fine, so just say the second thing, right? Second thing will tell me that even though there's no Jorah B'moyna, right? And I don't need the first Mishnah. V'itona Edim Mishum Dila Almo Avil Ihu Dilinavshe Emoloi Zokt the Gemara the following, right? That is an opposite Svara over here. That in the very first Mishnah, he's talking about himself, right? He's the Pesha also is working for he himself. Ma'ashen came by the Edim, that the Pesha also, what they're accomplishing, right, is not relevant to them personally. Zok Rashi as follows. Dila Almo, that's in the case of Edim. Ein hadover ha'achrin mahani la'atzmoi. What they're saying, when the anusna they're saying, right, which is what we're using Pesha also for, it's not for himself. Ela la'acherim. Mishum acherim lo yhavu hadri b'milsayhu. And therefore, again, using this lomdis, the Gemara is saying that there's no concern that for acherim, then he would, then there would be a change of mind, introducing something new. Avol ihu gufei dilanafshei Mahani, but if it's negate himself, ki hoda omar lekachtihem. But if it's for himself, then maybe we have to be chayish that he did change his mind. It didn't lie within that. So the Gemara is saying an opposite svar. The Gemara is saying as follows: is that there's a svar to say that if. What the benefit of is for someone else, so that over there we're not chayish b'chlal, that there was a change of interest in what was being said, and therefore over there we'll always assume.
Still working with the first thought and the afterthought.
Yeah, right. Definitely, see the Rashi's are all working with that, and this two svaras that Gemara is working with, mitzad echod, that the first svara that Gemara said is being that it's negeh me my hefsid moment, so that's all the more of a reason to think that originally that's what was planned on said. And on that there's a faket as far also, that being that it's for you, so then there's a concern that maybe even if it wasn't said originally, but the second thought was mentioned in order to benefit yourself, right? Even though that wasn't the original intention. Ma'ashen came by Edim, that since it's not benefiting them, so we wouldn't suspect that it was anything other than this was all the plan in the first place. So definitely Rashi is all working with this lomdus, that the Pesha also needs that originally it was said al das tefirois, like we explained before, and that's the whole basis of the Pesha also. That means that originally whatever was said, it was only said this much, l'kachtiyo with a shalvicha, which is not relevant today, right? And the same idea, ksavyadenu, right? There's a ksavyadenu, but it doesn't help the shtar, right? That's what we need to see. And these are the svaras that the Gemara is saying. So that's why we need both cases over here, to tell me that each of the cases over here, which might have some kind of downside, nevertheless, we have the Pesha Osa, and of course the Lomdus we're saying is still the same, right? The Lomdus is that even though it's Lenafshe, and even though there's no Hefzid to be Mechayivas to say that, nevertheless, we take on what he said as assuming that originally that it was said al daskin, and therefore we can't take out more than what they're saying.
This is a long and not a yes or no. Do you understand in a masla to be a pesha usur pesha hitzer, or a masla is a completely different lamdus?
Yeah, I think it's something. Yeah, I thought it was something else.
Okay.
And a masla, yeah, masla is really on totally undoing what you're saying, right? You're making that's what a masla is saying, that what was said, you know, is
okay. Fine.
You're not even saying the first thing was true in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Pashasadi is saying the first thing is true, but you're clarifying with the second thing. Yeah. But Amasadi is saying the first thing was never true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now let's see over here. Zokta Gemara. V'ashmin hanitarti. Okay? Because we have the third case, the third mission over here, which talks about Eshashis and Grushani, with Shluya. V'ashmin hanitarti mishum de memoino. Says the Gemara that the reason why the third mission is necessary to tell us Pesha Asa, because there will be Mokam Lachalk between Memoin and Isura. That maybe the whole Nemonus of Pesha Asa only helps for Momonis, but Isurin, which has different guidelines, that maybe it's Taka more Chomer, and the Pesha Asa, even though Pesha Asa is a Nemonus, but that Nemonus is not sufficient. For
say that Pesha Asa works from Svara, and it's so Svaradik, we don't even need a Pasik, it's so Svaradik.
Okay. So what I think the pshat in the Gemara over here is as follows, that what the Gemara means to say is that if the Tana tells me by Memoina, could I follow through and apply it to Isser? Now what you're saying is a good point, that if I would ask myself that you know, what's the basis, where does it come from by Memoina, and I would come to the answer that's a Sfora. Well, once you go to that route, then you know, the Sfora doesn't talk to Momon more than Isser, then that's a good point. Then you know there really shouldn't be any difference. But I think what the Gemara means over here is that as far as the Mishnayos are concerned, that would it be sufficient for the Tana to tell me the Halacha by Memoina, and I would apply it Memoina li Isura? Right, and that the Gemara is saying is that there's a Sfar Lechal between Memoina and Isur, like we find many places, and therefore to learn to derive the halacha from Isur, from Mammon, that we can't do.
The truth is, though, that really Mammon is more Chomer than Isur.
Because
Mammon, you need two Eidim to extract, and Isur, you rely on Eidachet all the time for Isur. Eidachet never be Isur. So really, the Sfar is the other way around.
Well, one second. We know that by Isur we have two types of Isur, right? Right, and as we have Stam Yisurim, actually, and this
kashrus.
Right, okay, something like that. And see, this is really a question of Eishes Issues, which is referred to Dovshe Be'erva, right?
That's what we're referring to. So when we say Issu, we mean Dovshe Be'erva.
Well, that's what the Mishnah is.
I know, but the word Issur I understood as Issur. Issur Be'heter, like. Then the Gemara said. The Gemara could have said that very easily.
Okay. Now, once you've been aware of that, then we could also think about as far as Shvuya is concerned, right? What category would Shvuya be, right? Din of Shvuya, Isser Kahuna, right? What's that, right?
So right. That's not really an Erva per se.
Right.
It's more close to the regular Isser.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. So that's closer to what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, right. So then your Ha'ar might be Chayza Vinir concerning that, right? You just have to work that out. Now the Gemara doesn't go back around
and say just say the Isser of Eishes Ish and not say the Mamon thing.
Right. And that see from the Rishonim that's supposed to be understood, right? And that's why the Gemara doesn't need to do it. And that's what that by momness there's a tzad to say fakeret, right? That same idea, because by momness there's a din of a murzik, right? One who has the moment, right? There's a muchzokas on moment, and that could be what therefore require a greater nemonis. Okay, right? So this is the tzrichsa that the Gemara makes. Now let's see. Zok the Gemara. Nishbeisi utahoyrani lomali. So now the Gemara really, and as you see from over here, that the Gemara till this point really was just discussing Eishes Ish, right? Right? So far, you know, what we're saying is as far as Dovah Shebe'er, that could be true. The Gemara goes, the Gemara wants to know, well, what do you need this case in Nishbeisi utahoyrani lomali? And that the Gemara says,
well, if she's believed for an Eishes Ish, which is erva, which is very, very chomer, then it's kal v'chomer she's believed with Pesha Asaf and Ishbesi, and I don't need to say it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Lomali. And that the Gemara says as follows, Mishum t'kaboy l'misni v'mishinissus bo edem harezu lo teitze. On that the Gemara, now the Gemara, right, it continues on, and the Gemara is saying that the truth is like this, that the din of Shvui that we mentioned, the Pesha Asa, really is not there for the Pesha Asa reason. That's because in the Chanami, because once we have the Mishnayos which discuss Pesha Asa, then Eishes Ish, Akoponim, definitely you'll know the din of, and what the Mishnah means to say is, the reason why we mentioned the din of Pesha Asa by Shvuya really is for the Sefer. The Sefer, the Mishnah says, Mishinissus bo edim harezu leiteitze, that there's a special din which applies only by Shvuya, different than Eishes Ish, different than the normal gudarm of a Pesh Asar, and all the Mishnais we have, that once edim comes, then the Pesh Asar is nisbatel, we lose the whole nemonus, and then we have to work without the nemonis. However, by Shvuya, Zot the Mishnah, that there's something different. Mishnah is Bo Edim Harezu Lo Teitze. This is because of the Kula of Shvuya, like the Gemara mentions in a number of places, that even though an issue that's Nishbis, the taka is, we assume that she was nivela, but that's taka not meikra adin. It's a choshu ba'alma, and therefore to be misalik the achshash, we find kulus. Is Zot the Gemara, so that's why over here the halacha is that once, if she was nisis, or like the Gemara says, tiru loy nasei, is loy teitze. Zot the Gemara, honich l'man demasni lo aseifu. Well, that's good if the halacha only applies by Shavuya. In that Mishnah, the Reish is Eishes Ish, and the Seif is Shavuya. So if that only applies to the din of Shavuya, then it's understandable why, the reason why we brought the whole din of Shavuya is for the Chiddush, which applies specifically by Shavuya. Eleman demasna Reisha ma'ika l'meimar. Zot Gemara, but it was machlokes Gemara before, right? And there's a man that says that this halacha even applies by Eishes Ish. That now, so if that's so fine. So you know, once this halacha applies to Eishes Ish, then definitely it'll apply to Shvuya also. So the whole Shvuya is unnecessary. Zot Gemara, mishum dekboil misni shtei noshim shenishbu. We want to talk about this case.
So we wrote the whole thing about Nishbesi v'Tahorani. Just we didn't really need that whole safe at all, according to that man the Amar, and we just wrote it as an introduction to the following Mishnah about Shtei Nashim.
Right. Mm-hmm.
even though there's no chiddush in that safe at all, and we've read it with all the pashas, it works without.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. It's all agav. Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't say the Shtei Noshim without introducing it with this.
Well, I don't know if we couldn't, but you know, many times what you have is that the Tana will say something, agav something else, even though it's taka not necessary, because in the context, right, you know, that's what we're discussing, and it applies to something else. So even though it wouldn't be necessary, you could learn one from the next. But since regardless he's going to be discussing Shivuya, so he mentioned the Ikra Halacha by Shvuyu. Zok the Mishnah and Shtei Noshim Shnish Bulomali. What's that adding to us? So it's not the same. Nechshel Gaben Kamash Balon. The Chiddush that you have over there, which the Tana only talks about by the case of Shvuyu, is that they can be made on each other. Neidechad is Neman by Shvuyu, according to everyone. Novos, if they're made on each other, then there's a Gaimlin issue. Kamash Malon, that we're not chayish l'goyimlin. Right, Tosfos. Oh, you see, the Hemshchah and Tosfos mentioned that everyone's masking to this. It's mivu in the Gemara, in the Hemshchah Gemara. Yeah.
Even the Tanoim that argue in the next Mishnah that they don't hold of Golden by the Kohen.
Yeah. We'll see the next line, and we'll see Tosfos is deep. Mal the same nechshel gan kamash mon zog ma vechen shtei noshim lomali mishum de kaboy le misni peluk to the rabbonim. Right? Zog the gemara now the gemara, this question over here is a little difficult to understand what the havimina is. Right? How do you learn the gemara? Right? The gemara now this question that the Gemara is asking is one. It's a shrichas. This is what you were referring to before, that this piece, the hemshich over here, which is relevant to our mission over here, right, we really could have asked this if this was a question, you know, by itself without the whole beginning part of the Gemara. That there's two mishnayos over here which discuss about people being made on each other. And you have the case of Shvuyah, and you have the case of Kohanim, which is our Mishnah. Now the Gemara just told us that by Shtei Noshim, Chiddush is that when I chayish l'goyimlin. On that, the Gemara says that why did we say this halacha over here? Is on that, the Gemara says we shouldn't kavoy the misni pulter to behudav rabbonim. We wanted to mention the machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. So now, what was the question in the first place over here? there definitely is machlekes, right? Definitely is machlekes. Needs a bit of beer exactly whether there was a proper havamina in this Gemara, or the Gemara is just speaking through something which is obvious. Okay, that's just a point. You know, whether there was a real question over here. But Akapan, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara tells us that what the Mishnah of Shnei Anoshim is coming to add is a machloikis. Now look at the Tosfos. Tosfos says as follows: Avol b'Shnei Anoshim. See that, you know, we're in the third Tosfos. V'chein devamas v'chein Shnei Anoshim lomali shenbon mistim pluto hu'abon. So Tosfos Avol b'Shtei Noshim Mashma Deloy Polog Rabbi Yehuda. So Tosfos that Mashmoy Sagamori is that we're coming to say this next Mishnah of Okehan, that over there there's a Plukta. Masha Enkin, in the previous Mishnah there is no Machlokes.
Even Rabbi Lazar would agree with
it. L'chayr. Yeah, right. Tosfos is saying Shvuyah Kilu, right? There's a special reason that we're not chayish l'goyimlin by Shvuyah, right? That's what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos means everything. This that Tosfos mentions of Yehuda, we'll see, will be really dependent on the Gemara whether Yehuda b'chlal is chayish l'goyimlin at all. Right? Maybe he's never chayish l'goyimlin. But that's what Tosfos means. Tosfos means to say that this Gemara would be mashma that other places there's machlekes, but by Shvuya everyone agrees that when Achayish Lugayim, this is part of the kula of Shvuya, that over there we're not chayish l'goyim.
This like we were saying before, then this would be a riot that maybe shvuya is not an erva and mamon is more chamor. So we need that they argue on gomlim by mamon, but they don't argue by shvuya.
When we say over here is that the shvuya hikilu is really based on the fact that the concern in the first place is not a concern me'ikra d'dina. Right? That's what that means. Right?
In some places Rashi says that a lady that's taking shvuya, it's almost vada that she would, it's almost definite that they will mezana with her. And in some places Rashi says that it's not a vada, it's not sure, it's just a chash. I mean, I don't know. There's a steer in the Rashi's.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Valid question.
So the Tanoim agreed on that? I mean, their machlokos was only by a Jew, Enapitropis la'arayas. Rabbi Yeshua said that, but even Rabban Gamliel would agree that by a Goy it's...
So you have to look back in the sugi, because it's more really brought from Shvuyo over there, remember? Right? Have to review again what you see over there.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, we just wanted to mention like this. That in the tshricha that the Gemara made in the Pesha Asan. So according to the way Tosfos learns what Pesha Asar is, that Pesha Asar is really Amigo de Boy Shosik. That's what it means. There's a strong raya that what he's saying is true, is because if he was lying, then why do you have to start things in the first place? Right? He could have just been quiet. So it's stronger than a different migo. Different migo. The question is, he could have said this taina, could have said a better taina, right? But over here, there's a very strong right that what he's saying is the truth. Because if he's lying, then he didn't have to say anything in the first place. So if that's what Pesha Osa is, it's a strong migo. So then we'd have to go back into the Gemara and understand what the Gemara means, that it might be dependent on Dror de Memoina, and what Gemara says Lenafshe, etc. Right? If it's a raya, how do those svaros affect it? Right? We explained it according to Rashi. How Rashi explains how we understand it. But according to the Tosfos, that it's a raya, it's a migdal b'yishosik. So that's something which needs explanation. That why do these things play a role? Okay, we'll leave that question for them to think about. Okay, let's see if we could maybe see a little bit in this sugya. Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, let's see a little bit over here. Zot Gemara. Let's see the brayz. Zot Gemara. Ton Rabbanim. Ani koyin b'chaveri koyin ne'eman l'achil b'tshuma v'ene ne'eman l'asei yisho. Ad shihu gimel. Shnayim idin al zeh. What does the brayz say over here? Right? There seems to be two issues concerning koyin. Right? Ani koyin b'chaveri koyin. The Mishnah says, the Braisa says, the Tanakh Hamashita is that it helps for Truma ve'enei neman lasiya yisha. What is this halacha of lasiya yisha? So Rashi tells us what that means. Zok Rashi, the second Rashi, Nem Lachid Lebitchum Bein Nem Lasiish. Rashi says that Lasiish Ishem means the Ishem Yuchesses Ma'ilehi Beyuchsin. Zok Rashi, what this refers to is that an Ishem Yuchesses, to marry Ishem Yuchesses, so the person himself has to be a miyuchus.
And what halacha is a ishum yuchesus? There's a halacha that who can marry ishum yuchesus? There's requirements.
So I don't know if this is necessarily a Torah law, right? No, it's not an iser. Definitely not an iser. It seems to be a status that was established,
and we wanted to keep it going.
Mm-hmm. So therefore that has requirements. That has requirements. Right, we'll see that. Rashi sounds like that's really all what this is, and Kohen is a yichus, and being that's what the yichus, that's what his right to marry this miyuchesus is. So it needs to be proven. And the requirement of Beis Edim is part of the Mile of Yuchsin that needs to be proved with a proper edus.
I thought there was a Gemara in Yevamos that said that a Kohen's supposed to marry a Bas Kohen, and then the whole Gemara there went into the question of whether a woman has, when a Kohen has an Isser, does a woman also have an Isser? You know, like, you mm-hmm. know, if a halal, you know,
right.
a Kohen can't marry a halala, does the halala have an isser to marry the Kohen? And maybe it fed back into this, meaning if the Kohen has supposed to marry a Bas Kohen, so I think that Rashi might have even discussed it back there. So does a Bas Kohen then have a duty also to marry perhaps a Kohen? In order to be like Messiah, him to marry a Bas Kohen. I can look for it.
Okay, yeah, you're right. I mean, that sugi really was discussing whether a Bas Kohen, whether she can marry a Cholol, right? That was whether she has those dinim, right? That was the sugi really. So much to marry a Kohen. We would be fine if she married a Koshi Yisrael, right? The problem, right? That was the issue of
that. But you're right, it was, yeah. That was the way the question was asked, yeah.
They
ask how come
Rashi doesn't say that we're worried about a mamzer or nasan over here in our Gemara.
What does that mean?
So some want to say maybe lasio isha means you can't marry any lady to this guy until we prove that he's not a mamzer or a nasan.
So is that a question?
Is it a question? I mean, Rashi seems to say we're not afraid that he's a mamzer or nasan. We're not afraid that he can marry a isha. The only question is, can he marry a miyuchesus?
Right. Right. So if we were raised that question, right, that does a person, does a stam person, and does that mean
a guy walks into town, we don't know who he is.
Right.
Can we assume he's a kosher a yid, or do we have to be afraid maybe he's a mamzer or nasan?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, so, I mean, a person has a cheskos kashrus, min hastam, l'chore. We wouldn't be chayef that a person... What?
A mamzer doesn't have a cheskos kashrus.
But we're, the question is that he's a person without any information on him, and there's no reason to be chayish, right?
Is that based on rove? Are you basing it on rove? What are you basing it on?
Do you need a roi for that? Is it based on a rove? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Do you need a roi for that? I wonder whether you need a roi for that. But l'chayra, right? We would have said it could be that there are maybe shittas a whole like that. But l'chayra, we would have said that we're not chayish for psulim, unless there's a reason, there's some kind of reason. that we have. Remember, we had before a little bit. We touched on that. The chayish for mamzer in certain situations. The Maran Kedushin talks about, you know, if you find a child, right, that's mushloch, right. So that might be a basis for a reis or a reason to believe that there's something doing in his yichus. Because what's that? That he's mushloch b'shok, right? But stam a person.
Having already been Jewish.
Yeah. Right. So that we saw in the sugya might have to do with Roif, right? Yeah. So I don't know if I would ask that as a question, but this that there are maybe other shittas that learn differently, that could be true. Okay, so that's what the dinner of Yuchin is. Okay, so there's two issues that's mivuri in this price. There's two issues, and we'll see maybe it's negay other things also. But we have as far as Truma is concerned, and then we have a Siyishu, which Rashi explains is Miuchesis. Tanakhama says as follows, that Ani Koin Mechaveri Koin, his name Lachil B'Truma, that doesn't help the Gabe Siyishu. Ad Shiyu Gimel. Now let's see what this means. Ad Shiyu Gimel. We need three. Shnayim Mi'idin Al Zeh, Shnayim Mi'idin Al Zeh. Right, so let's hear it. So how do you make the cheshbon over here? Right, we need three, and with three we have, seems to be saying that we have shnayim idin azeh and shnayim idin azeh. Right, so who's...
Shnayim idin on the third one too.
What?
Shnayim idin on the third guy too.
What does that mean?
You're saying maybe there are three kohanim.
A and B are made on C, B and C are made on A. A and C
are made on
B.
So in this case over here, right, do we have a Me'idin Zeh Al Zeh? Right? That's what we mean to point out. Right? It seems that we have a Me'idin Zeh Al Zeh. Right? But we're just not being made on himself, right? So we have two Eidim.
Right. But Gimel. You have Gomel.
Right. Mm-hmm. Fine. Okay, right, that's the point. One to point out. Okay, we'll see. Rabbi Yehuda says like this. Right, the fact that they are being made on each other, right?
So there's Gomel, right?
Okay. We'll see about that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Einay Neman Lahachiloi Betruma. Ashu Shloishim Eden Alzel. Ashu Shloishim Shnayim Alzel Shnayim Amim Alzel. Rabbi Yehuda says that this at the Tanakhama said that Letruma we don't need the Beis Edim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that we need the Beis Edim even concerning Truma, right? Not only Siisha, right, but even the Gabi that. Now, the Gemara initially says, L'memra Yehuda Chayish L'goyimim. Rabbi Yehuda, L'memra that Yehuda Chayish L'goyimim. And this is what we want to point out over here. That the Gemara assumes, Zok Rashi, Kosak Katak Tam Rabbi Yehuda Rishum Goyimim. The Gemara right now is assuming that the reason why I come to Yehuda that we need the shloisha is because of goyimin. Now we just cheshvin that even after you have the shnayim, but there still is a meidin zel zeh, right? So how did you get around the goyimin? So what you see lachar from his gemara is that this that we have the right to be chayish the goyimin is only when you're using an edechot, but when you have two edim, a pishnay meidin yakum dover. And that we have no right to be chayish for goyimin by bezin. What? Right. Right. So then, as you see that minei obey, right? Because Rabbi Yehuda's reason is that you're chayish for goyimin. Once you have two edim, you're chayish for goyimin. What changed? If he said that you need to have four people, you know, then fine. But he's happy with three, right? So that's it. That's what you see from this gemara that beis edim. It lies in the din of Yishnayim Eidim Nokum Dover, the power of two Eidim, there's a cost of that two Eidim, that we accept their Eidus, and by the same token, we're not chayish Negoim. Now, I don't know if in Svara it had to be like that, right? But that's what I see from his Gemara, and that's going to be the basis, you know, where it comes from.
So now that maybe there's an afkamina with the case that Rabbi Eliyahu was saying, meaning if you've only got two kohanim and the third guy isn't nogeya b'dover, and he's being mayad in each, so then you know you've got at least one guy who's not a gomel. But if you've got three kohanim and so now everybody has a stake in it, we say would even in that case we wouldn't be chayish for gomel.
I think so. Right. And I don't think it's because we have one, you know, one someone who has no issues, and just a question of the second one. Right. I think that it's once you have two Eidim, the din of Al Pishnayim Eidim, then you have no right to be chayish for goyimun, even if Etzem both of them are maybe candidates for goyimun. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's just see quickly, just a little bit, just the Chesh Ibn HaGimorah over here. Zok the Gemorah, remember the Yehuda chayish for goyimun. Okay, so remember, now, so that means the Gemorah right now is assuming that the reason Rabbi Yehuda is because of goyimun. That's the basis of Shittas Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, what Rashi says in the Mishnah, right, is not al pi the sakat aitach of the Gemara. Rashi in the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehuda is even hecha the leka lemeches to goyimlin, and the Gemara is definitely is right now is going not like that.
When it says tana barani kom vechaber koin, it doesn't say in the price that the other guy says back that he's the koin and his friend. But that's understood. That's definitely the only way to learn the brisa. Because you can read the brisa, only one guy's talking. You have to say.
I see the. I see from the Gemara, right? That's what the Gemara is.
The Gemara doesn't understand. The other guy said back. He's also a Kohen, and the first guy's a Kohen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It has to be. Otherwise, the that's not the case. The Bryce is not talking about only that one guy talking.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no discussion of government if only one guy's talking.
Right. Mm-hmm. 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 Okay. Yeah. I hear. Good point. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara, the Huda Chayish LeGoyim, Rabbanan LeChayish LeGoyim, and V'Hayip Chashaminu Luhu. In fact, the Gemara, that according to this understanding, that we're on, that the reason for Shittas Rabbi Yehuda and Machlokes concerning Truma is Machlokes about Goyim, the Huda Chayish LeGoyim, and Tanakhama is not. In fact, the Gemara is Stira. That we have a Mishnah which is just the opposite. This nana chamorim shnechnosim liir, omer echem and shli chadosh ushal chaver yoshin shli ein misukim ushal chaver misukin einoi nemon. Right, what we have over here is it's a shaila of tefula from ama oritz. That's the issue over here, and each one's being made on the second one that it's misukin.
No, not yet. Only one's being made.
Okay, right. Over here, they're not in the Fanenu, right? The issue of Goyimlin, we'll see, right, is really for the next Mokum that they stop at. Ein Nemon. Rebbe Huda Amir Nemon. Now, the Gemara understands that the base of the Machlekes is a question of Goyimlin. Let's see that Rashi over here, the bottom Rashi. In an emun, hoil v'ama oritzu, v'in emun al ma'aser. Being that we're talking about ame ha'oritz, he's not nemun. Aval pi shemeid al shaloi she'ena misukin. Even though now there should be a basis for him to be nemun, because he's saying that his is not misukin. That's how Rashi understands what Yoshin Chodesh is. It doesn't help. Because we're concerned that they're cheating. Right? That's the Goyimlin, right? You'll be made on me here, and the next time. And they'll all buy from you, right? And then
the kosher people buy from the guy that's not Masukin.
What?
The kosher people buy from the guy that's not Masukin.
What does that mean?
Because they don't trust these guys.
Right.
Meaning the people who want to buy, one guy says my stuff is masukin and it's and the other guy says it's mine is vare not, so it's going to be cheaper, right? Because it's not masukin and it's kadosh.
Okay.
He's got to wait and he's got to be masakin it. So he buys the cheaper stuff and he waits and he's masakin it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, that could be true. Yeah. Yeah. So the machlek is over there. Who says he's Nemon? And Takam is not Nemon. And the base of this is because of a goyim. In fact, this is a steer in the sheetus. Omer vad barav, omer rav, mochlevas ha-sheetah. So this b'shem rav is the Gemara is maintaining what we understood, that the machlek is in this price in the Mishnah, Rav Yehuda Shita is Take that Rehu's Chayesh the goyim. And we have to change around the sheetus in that Mishnah over there.
In the Mishnah?
How do you learn? See, because aside from the Brice, we have our Mishnah also.
Right.
Right? So maybe right in other situations, if it was a Brice against the Mishnah, right, we would need to do that. But we have our Mishnah.
I think what do you have on the Brice?
Our school says you change the Brice and in this case and the Masifta said you change the Brice.
But what do you do with our Mishnah?
I don't know. That was bothering me. I couldn't figure it out. Mm-hmm. Because the Mishnah is exactly like the Brice. The Mishnah stimmed with the Brice. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know. I have to see. They're probably coming from Rishonim. You have to check up the sources. All right. Let's just see over here. Right. Zotik Yimoro. Yeah, Abai Omer Lilo Metepuch B'tmahi Kilu Rav Amor It's Masun Hay Zok to Gemara Abai Ints is Lilo Metepuch B'tmahi Kilu. That's what's filed the Cheshbon B'tmahi Kilu. So what Gemara is saying is that B'tmai, this Rav Yehuda is not Chayish LeGoimlin, is because Hayois that the whole din of D'mai is a Chumrah. So this will be similar to, like, let's say we mentioned before by Shvuya, right? That since the whole din of shui is a chash and we're quick to accept nemonis, we're not chayish l'goyimlin. So
Yeah, the masifta in the footnote here says change the mishnah and demai in the end. Because I think because of the kash you had.
Yeah. Okay. What are his sources? Where is he coming from? Do we have some sources there?
He brings down Echad Amakomos Tart Tanu Behichlus Hashitas of Ein Stira Bein a Mishnah LeBraisa.
Okay, right.
And he brings down Api Rashi B'Psachim what Divrei Maskul Mochaves V'Rav Biyad Malachi Klalei Hatamad Klal Tof Ches.
Okay, the Yad Malachi is the safe. He's saying it's
Biyad Malachi.
In the Biyad Malachi has the Klolim, Kloli Hashas.
And the Derek Klal HaKabana Sheish Lachem HaSakirsa.
Right.
B'mishna over Brisa Shemimena HaKshasa HaGemara. You normally change the gears of the one you bring in as the question. B'mkein Kan Yesh L'Shanos HaSakirsa B'mishna B'mishna B'mishna. And that works out that then there's no that then the Brisa fits in like our Mishnah and stays good, and I was bothered that the article said in the footnote to switch around the Brisa, but this clearly comes out to be better. I like this one.
You like this better? Okay.
I like this better.
Mm-hmm.
I pick this one.
Okay, you have what to choose from. Okay, yeah. Let's see over here. So the Gemara right now is saying that we have a way to stim the two things. Now the Gemara is only working with half of the picture, and the Gemara is dealing with the stira in Rabbi Yehuda that even who's chayish legoimlin by kahuna, but over there concerning d'mai, he's not chayish legoimlin, not because d'mai yikilu. Rabbi Amoritz ma'aser nehem that the whole concern in the first place is really achshasha ba'almu. Omar Rav, Rabbi Yehuda.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda Kash, Rabban Adam Loi Kash. It was a two-way steer over here, right? So we still have to answer Rabban El Rav Yehuda Loi Kash. Okay, the Shanin Rabban Adam Loi Kash. Oh, so what's this? How do we answer the steer in Rabban? It's on the contrary, right? Rabban Nachayish here, and over there they are Chayish, right? Which is a It's a svara hafucha. And for the Gemara, kido omar Rav Chama bar Ukva b'shekli umnosei b'yodai hocho nami b'shekli umnosei b'yodai.
Does that mean that Rav Yehuda is not chayish over there because b'dmai yekilu even when kli umnosei b'yodai? Once we say the
right,
case is
yeah, definitely, right, right, right.
And that's why the Chachamim there say Eino Neman, because he's clearly wanting to sell his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore it's Afal Pekin, still Rabbi Huda holds, still is Neman.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What about Kli Masa Biyado? The Maya Kilu.
Right.
It overrides not only Goldman, but overrides Kli Masa Biyado.
Right. Okay. Right. Mm-hmm. 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 Right, so there is the machlekes is still svar hafucha a little bit over here, and as far as their shita in general, right? But that's what it is. Behuda holds because of mahi kilu. See, even if maybe you even have a stronger reason to be chayish because of kliyim nasoi, mahi kilu, and therefore not chayish ugeiman at all. Mashenkin quoted Rabbanon that akoponim, since it's klim nosa biyodai, so the chash of goyim is that much stronger. So b'chay gavna have to be chayish for goyimlin, and the fact that the mayakil is not going to help me for this.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, the mayakil is because he is saying bad about his own stuff.
But the mayakil
is only. Or would he hold that Amaretz in general is believed to say another Amaretz is Maaser, or definitely Amaretz is not believed to say his own stuff is Maaser.
No, the Ma'akil, what we're saying is that we're not Chayesh L'Goyman. That's what we're saying over here, right?
Right, but the question is, an Amaretz is not believed to say his own stuff is Maaser.
Right.
Even by the Ma'i,
right.
Everyone agrees that Amaretz cannot say my stuff is Maaser.
Mm-hmm.
So here he's never to say his friend's stuff is meiser.
Right.
Why is he never to say his friend's stuff is meiser? So is it because he's saying bad about his own stuff, and therefore because he's saying bad about his own stuff, that gives him the nemanis that he's believed to say about his friend? Or is it because b'dmai kilu, and therefore you always, according to Rabbi, you always never to say about your friend?
Is that based on b'dmai kilu?
Well, in general, an Amaretz can't say my own stuff is Meister.
Right.
That everyone agrees.
Right.
The question is, can Amaretz say my friend's stuff is Meister?
Mm-hmm. Right, so I thought that the reason why he's not naming his own stuff because he has his negis. Right? But concerning his friend, Betzim, he should be Nemun. Unless it's a chash of Gremlin. Now Rashi, it's Mivuyin Rashi that there is a greater reason over here. Rashi says, right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now you want to know that if you need that, and otherwise he would not be Neman,
right?
Right? Or that's just a Tosefes.
Rashi sticks that in, that he's saying bad about his own, and that
right.
Gives him an extra nemanus or something.
Right, that's what I thought that in the Rashi, that it's an additional reason to be neman, not a base reason to be neman.
So you say, but without that he'd be neman?
That's what I thought. I don't know, but you have to be.
Meaning, let's say they both say on each other. We still. They both say it. His is Masukan and it's Yashin. They both say it on each other.
Right.
Even in that case, we would believe them.
They're both saying, what they're doing. So they're not saying.
They're not saying mine is chadash and lo mesukan. They're both saying each on each other. They say
that it's mesukan and chadash.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think they'd be neman.
I mean, if that would work, then why would they do it?
Right. Why do they have to say mine is bad? Mine is old, or mine is new, or mine is not mesukan. Why do they have to say anything if they can be made for each other? They can be made outright without saying bad about their own? I don't think that's pshat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Nechayish Lagoyim Ein Neman. Talk about the Tanakama. Tanakama Sheet. You want no quant of Yehuda that you are Neman. I don't know. Okay. Basically, it's hard to be medayik over here because this is going in the Tanakama Sheet, right? And we come and say that even though that you have reasons to believe it, but Wechayish Lagoyim. Right?
But it says here, Ein Neman Ala Meister, Rashi says. I understood that to mean that Amartz is not Neman Meister for himself or for other people in general.
Okay, so then that we have to be Ma'ayin over there. I don't know. I hear. Okay, I don't know.
Meaning Mesukan here is only Truma. That's what we mean?
No.
It means Meister. It means Meister. We're just questioning over here that this the Amartz is not Neman. Is it in general even for someone else, unless he has some kind of basis which gives him the money, the fact that he's making saying that his thing is not mesukin, that's giving him credibility, the fact that he seems to be a trustworthy person, and he's saying the truth about his own, even though he's giving himself a loss. Right? Is that what it is, or stamp the whole issue is only concerning himself, because we chayish that he's. Right. You know, trying to save money, but for someone else, he has no negis in that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that you have to be ma'ayin into Maseches Bamai. I don't know. I wasn't ma'ayin into that.
Oh, one of the color guys.
Yeah. Okay. Can ask him. Yeah.
He's only with his father.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Very good. Okay. All right. It's very late. It's very late over here. Let's just jump over here just to see if we could. Put the Gemara together over here. So what we have so far is like this: is that the first sheet in the Gemara was to be mapich, and that according to that, the reason of Yehuda is because of goyimlin, right? That's what remains. Tam Yehuda is goyimlin. Machlokes Mishnah is goyimlin or not. That's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda, and according to the second time, I think Gemara says, is that la'olam Gemara answers this theorem la'olam le'sepuch, and again maintaining that the time of Yehuda is because of goyimlin, and in the Ma'ai he killed, that's why he's not chayish le'goyimlin. Okay, so these first two mahalchim are maintaining the understanding of Yehuda is because of goyimlin, right? That's the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. Now let's jump over here. Iboy is emo. You see what that is? I'm like around 10 lines down. Rabbanan b'malin mitshum liyuchsan kamiflagi. Let's see Rashi. Zok Rashi. B'malin mitshum liyuchsan. Rabbi Yehuda Sovar, Haroye Shemachilin Shuma Lo Odom Becheskes Kain. Rabbi Yehuda holds that someone who sees that we're giving someone Shuma of Sumer is a Kain, Meral Bochomogam Shuhu Kain, Umal Noisel Yuchsin. So one may based on that be made that he's a Kain, and based on that will be Mal Yuchsin. Hilkach im tachilehu truma harayato mevia il hasia yisho. So that's the concern. Being that everyone agrees that lisi yisho ni beis eidim, so if achilas truma will be a reason to be mal yuchsin, so then we will need the beis eidim for achilas truma because that translates into yuchsin. So that's the pshat of Yehuda. Zok Rashi v'tamayu lav yishum goyimim hu. Right? So according to this Gemara, the Gemara is being choizer on the Hanocha.
The Iba Yisema.
Right. And the Iba Yisema is the Gemara that our original Hanocha that we asked the Stira Mishnayis is a mistake. We thought the reason in the corner of Yehuda is because he's chayish l'goyimim, and that Gemara asked the case that we find all the places not chayish l'goyimim. And for the Gemara, no, you're right. He's talking about chayish l'goyimin, and the reason for Rabbi Yehuda that he needs beis eidim afilu l'truma is because he holds that malin mitruma l'yuchsin.
But by the Mai, there's no thing like that. So therefore, therefore, since we're not Chosh Vigonlin, they're believed.
Right, right. Okay, so we just leave. So this is what we meant to be Meir when we saw that first Rashi. So when you see the Gemara over here, it seems to be that reason Rebbe Hu is one of two reasons, either because of Goimlin or because of Malchuan, and intrinsically you need to aid him. Right? And on the contrary, that if the reason for Behuda is because of Mal Yuchsin, then like the Mishnah in Dumais Mivuyir, he's not Chayesh Legoyman. So come back to that first Rashi, that we thought that for that first Rashi was saying in the Mishnah. Right? Rashi in the Mishnah says that the Tamar of Behuda, Rashi says, Vafilu, Rabbi Doimer, Eimam, Kulam Pirecher, Vafilu Hecher, the Lekha Goyman, you need to. And for sure over here that there's a problem of goyim. Right?
So Rashi only goes like the first.
So what is that Rashi saying, right? So that Rashi seemed to be saying that Ruth holds both reasons, right? Now we see in the Gemara that's not true. It's either one of two, right? Not because of two reasons, right? On the contrary, if he holds that you need Beis Edim, then he's not Chayesh Legoyim like the Mishnah in Dmai is Mivuyir, right? Right? So this Rashi over here, that's the Ha'or that we meant to be Ma'ir over here. And this Rashi, how do we understand the Rashi? Right? That Rashi says the Kol Shekain over here, right? If Rebbe Huda Shita is not Chayesh Legoyim, on the side that you need Beis because of Malon. Okay.
If he's holding the issues because of Malon, then you would need to aid him even if they're gomlin, and that would, but it would be okay with their gomlin. If you hold that it's the first reason, if one aid came who has no shaychus at all, if you're not malin, one aid came without gomlin, he would be makabal that.
Nochmal, if you hold malin?
No, if you hold in malin, in the first part of the Gemara, in malin, right? So then he would say, the only issue is Gomlin. When he says, we don't do it, I'll be
Ein Echad. What does Eimal mean? Just make sure we have the same terminology.
Oh, Ein Malin from Truma to Yuchsin?
That's okay. What all right, okay, fine.
Isn't because the Ikadamri is going that
right.
We do it.
Yeah,
so
yeah, okay.
The first
right.
One we would be,
right.
Okay. He wouldn't be doing it.
Right, okay, right. So it's only a Gomlin issue, right?
So it's only a Gomlin issue, but he would only say Gomlin, meaning he says in the Mishnah, we don't do it al piyed echad. What he means to say is, we don't do it al piyed echad when there's a gomlin issue.
Right.
But if it would be a mi piyed echad min ashuk,
right.
That we would be
right.
Makabel.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But, mm-hmm. Right. That's if you don't say malin. But if you say malin, you need two because you need two for yuchsin.
Right. Right.
And then he doesn't have a problem with the gomlin.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Right. And this that he doesn't have a problem with is really just because the Mishnah in the Mai. I mean, otherwise,
doesn't the Mishnah say Rabbi Yehuda holds Eimal Kuna Piyed Echad?
Right.
Right.
Doesn't that mean whether there's Gomlin issue or not?
Oh, so I'm learning out like that. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, but how do you
the
learn
the word say? Isn't that Rabbi Yehuda says Eimal
Kuna Piyed Echad? So let's ask that on the Gemara right away. Coming off the Braisa. The Memra, right? The Rabbi Yehuda Sfilei Gomlin. Right, so the Gemara is very happy with that understanding. Gemara didn't ask a question, right? Right, that the Mishnah is mevur that his time is something else. So it would seem that one can translate the Mishnah saying this that Rebbe Huda is saying that Eid Echad is not sufficient is because of Goimlin, and what he's saying is that in order to get around the Goimlin, right, you need to have Beis Edim, but it's really because of Goimlin.
And if there'll be a guy from the shuk and they're not made for each other, like Michael said,
right? Mm-hmm.
Then he'd be neman according to Rabbi Yehuda.
I think that's what's moving in the sugya.
Wow.
Right? We're just what you need to do is that learn the sugya and install them in the sugya of a Tamar Rabbi Yehuda and then apply it to the Mishnah. But lechari it's mevuyir. In the sugya like that, right? I think that the first two mahalchim in Shitas Reb Yehuda is maintaining that the reason of Yehuda is because of
because of Gomlin.
Rashi in the Mishnah.
So how do you touch that?
So that Rashi itself could be Api the Maskon of the Gemara, right?
By
right, Right.
But then it says,
oh, very good. Right. So that was the question that we were being Ma'ir. Right. How can you have to, how do you put two together? It's either or.
Right. So what's a teretz?
You don't have a teretz at this point, right? Unless maybe you could translate to Rashi differently. Maybe you
but
could
argue. There's a way to learn Rabbi Yehuda is talking about only Golan, and if it's not a Golan situation, then you can.
I think that's what does. Isn't that what the Gemara is saying? That the first two Mahalchim in the Gemara. Right, that's what you need to work on, right? Till the boy is saying, well, the Gemara is going at the time of Yehud because of going, as the Gemara says. Right? So that's where you have to ask your question. Right? So maybe there's a way to get around that, and that'll you know, maybe explain to us the Rashi. Okay? Right? So that's what we need to look, right? At that point in the Gemara, that Lememra, right, and the Gemara was the first two truths in the Gemara. The Gemara was working with that. Right, we still had the Mishnah. Right, so it would seem like that was not, it's not a contradiction.
Hachamarich in this year, the March on Freedom brought down a shita. I think one of the Rishonim that says they were people that sold wine.